country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woodland mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on March 29th, 2017. I'm James Kelso, your host, live, joined by a co-host, George in Maryland. And joined also by you. We hope you'll call in. If you find something interesting we talk about in our brief hour together, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You can dial now. The great engineers at Republic Broadcasting will patch you in. You can listen to the show while you're waiting to go on the air. So 800-313-9443. George, thank you for being with us.
Good to be here, James.
And we are going to cover tonight some of the things I invite you to talk about. You can talk about anything you want. But the I would like to talk about the fact that Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, has now triggered Article 50, which is the formal exit from the European Union by Britain. This is as good as it gets. This is wonderful, wonderful. So we'll talk about that. We'll look for some stories on that. That being one of the great earthquakes of the last year, along with the Trump phenomenon. And the we might just go there right now, in fact. We'll also talk about Marine Le Pen and the revolution going on in France. France will have, here in just a few days, will have the first round of their elections. And for the President de la France, and of course, we hope it will be Madame Marine Le Pen, but it might. And this is a great unknown. The polling is showing that she will get into the runoff. That is, she'll be in the top two finishers. No one will get a majority. If someone were to get a majority in the first round, that's it. That is Monsieur or Madame le Président. But they're going to have at least four major candidates, so nobody is probably going to poll more than 30 or 35%.
I'm not so sure of that either. I don't trust polls. This is Marine Le Pen we're talking about.
Right. True. But she would have to poll over, or she would have to gain more than 50% of the votes, 50 plus one, to be the president on the first round. So there will be, in all likelihood, a second round, which will pit the top two finishers against each other. Now, if she's not one of the top two finishers, she won't be in the second round. But this is revolutionary. Should she make it to the second round, she will be achieving the same thing that her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, did some years ago, when he made it to the second round. And was beaten in the second round because, and this is what's anticipated again this time, is that everybody, it will be like an exact French equivalent of Never Trump, if you'll remember that not that long ago. Various people joined in a campaign of Never Trump. And they will do the same thing in France, Never Le Pen, hoping that all of the different people who got some votes in the first round will join together to prevent that terrible outcome of a patriot actually becoming the president of France. The current president, Hollande, has said that he views it as his mission in life now to go out doing all that he can, falling on his sword, whatever he can do to keep Marine Le Pen out of the French presidency. So this is, just as we've had here in the U.S., this is the entire establishment, the media, the government, the deep state, all of them joining together to try to stop their version of Donald Trump, which is Marine Le Pen. Anyway, that will follow in May, the second round, and George is right. The polls lie. We know this. Trump taught us this. So we really don't know how it will turn out either in April or in May. And Marine Le Pen, I don't want to unrealistically build expectations. It's possible that she will win. And if she does, my gosh, that will be something pretty much like Donald Trump winning in a French version. So we'll talk about Marine Le Pen today, too. Let's go to the Brexit story, and let me just check my call-in board to see if any of you are trying to call in. And as is always the case, any of you out there with a rain check, please feel free to cash it in on any show. And you can talk to the engineer when you call in. You can say, I've got a rain check, or you can say, I...
Speaking of rain checks, I want to reach out to William in Montana. Call us back, man. One day at a time. We don't bite what we do, but call us back anyway, and let's have a talk.
All righty. George just Skyped me a picture of Marine Le Pen in an interview saying, you want us to start World War III. So we're going to go there. I'm going to
Taken on a nasty BBC reporter. You know, would, of course, BBC is what Big Brother really meant in 1984. And yeah, she's right. I mean, good Lord.
Let's listen to this. Let's listen to, let's go over to an enemy website here, the Huffington Post. And their story on this says, far right French leader. And of course, see, that's the description for any patriot, far right.
A war with Russia. Yeah.
Far right French leader Marine Le Pen has accused a BBC presenter, that's a talking head, of warmongering, snapping at a question. So she didn't respond. She snapped at a question probing her resilience to Russian aggression. Le Pen.
And look at the way it's all, you know, what Russian aggression? Good right. Grief.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's right. Is that one sentence? Yeah, that's just one sentence, folks, and it has about five loaded words in it. Go, Ariana Huffington. Le Pen, who heads Front National and is leading the French presidential race, went into a furious rant. Two loaded words there. Furious and rant. When asked if she would protect the Baltic nations that straddle Europe's border with Russia. Quote, you want at all costs, she raged. Oh, there's another loaded verb. She raged at Newsnight's Emily Matlas in an interview on Tuesday. And then Marine Le Pen says, what is your problem? You want to go to war. Do you like war? You want conflicts. You want us to start World War III? Actually, that's an exclamation mark. You want us to start World War III. It's not a question. And then it says here in the picture, the caption of the picture, Emily Matlas repeatedly shook her head at the accusation she wanted war. At the moment, No one wants to go to war with anyone. This is Marine Le Pen talking, I think. I'm happy to go into all the hypotheticals, but no one is going to war with anyone. No one wants to go to war with anyone else. Now that's level-headed, intelligent thinking from Marine Le Pen. Now, get this, George. A resolute Matlis furiously shook her head in disagreement. So Matlis is resolute. See, that's a positive word. Whereas Marine Le Pen, who she is raging. And of course, Emily Matlis doesn't come up to Marine Le Pen's ankles. speaking on the eve of Britain triggering Article 50 to formally begin its withdrawal from the EU, Le Pen said of Russia's annexing of Crimea in Ukraine, quote, these things happen, unquote. Quite true. There was a more quoting from Marine Le Pen. There was a territorial conflict with Ukraine. These things happen. Now it has to be resolved diplomatically. Brilliantly said. I think the previous administration, in effect, put the Berlin Wall on wheels and pushed it back to Russia's borders. Oh, I love that. That's brilliant, George.
Unquote. It's true. And we had the Kaganites. Ukraine went from it took 5 years, but they've turned it into the single most Zionist commie country in the world, probably next to us and the People's Republic of China.
Yes. Le Pen met with Russian President Vladimir Putin 5 days ago on a trip to Moscow. Putin repeatedly wished her good luck and said he had no plans to meddle in France's upcoming two-round presidential election. Le Pen has previously said she admires Putin and called for the EU to lift economic sanctions imposed on Russia over its role in the Ukraine conflict. And then here's a nice picture of Marine Le Pen, looking beautiful as always, shaking hands with an equally smiling and handsome Vladimir Putin there in his office in Moscow. Le Pen's father, Jean-Marie, successfully led the Front National to the second round in 2002, but was wiped out by the center-right coalition. Currently, the party is set to achieve that same feat, but at the hands of centrist Emmanuel Macron, M-A-C-R-O-N, who has sat in the current Socialist Party president's first government. France will hold its first round ballot on April 23rd, just a little less than a month from now, 3 weeks, with a runoff between the two highest polling candidates set for May 7th. So let's see now. Let's see if this audio works here. I'm assuming Marine Le Pen is going to be talking in French. So I hope if this audio works for you, we'll play it through. Otherwise, we'll jump ahead. Here we go. Let's give it a try. Oh wait, let's not give it a try. Sorry, folks. My bad. How do I kill that? Let's see. I'm going to kill that tab. Is what I'm going to do. There we go. It's gone. I don't have the audio set up to do that. So let us go to the other story mentioned by Marine Le Pen there. The Brexit triggering. And so let's go to that story. This is on BBC. Britain's departure from the EU is, quoting Theresa May, an historic moment from which there can be no turning back. I'm very glad to hear her say that. She was speaking after Britain's EU ambassador formally triggered the two-year exit process by handing a letter to EU Council President Donald Tusk. A somber-looking Mr. Tusk said it was not a happy day for him or the EU.
Pretty heartbreaking, isn't it, James?
Yeah, or George Soros or any of the other commie rats who have really, they're counting on the EU to be the kernel of that super global government that they have been assiduously working for all of their lives. The European Parliament, the article continues at BBC, warned Security cooperation was not on the table as it fired its opening salvo in what are expected to be tough negotiations. Let's see here. I'm going to click this link here. See what her letter. Let's read her letter. Dear President Tusk, yours cordially, Theresa May. Here it says. Dear President Tusk, on June 23rd last year, the people of the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union. I like that, a nice declarative sentence. As I have said before, oh, this is great. That decision was no rejection of the values we share as fellow Europeans, nor was it an attempt to do harm to the European Union or any of the remaining member states. On the contrary, the United Kingdom wants the European Union to succeed and prosper. Instead, the referendum was a vote to restore, as we see it, our national self-determination. We are leaving the European Union, but we are not leaving Europe. Oh, boy. And we want to remain committed partners and allies to our friends across the continent. I guess that's good verbiage. Earlier this month, the United Kingdom Parliament confirmed the result of the referendum by voting with clear and convincing majorities in both of its houses, Commons and Lords, for the European Union Notification of Withdrawal Bill. The bill was passed by Parliament on March 13th and received royal assent from Her Majesty the Queen and became an Act of Parliament on March 16th. Today, therefore, I am writing to give effect to the democratic decision of the people of the United Kingdom. I hereby notify the European Council, in accordance with Article 50 of the Treaty on European Union, of the United Kingdom's intention to withdraw from the European Union. In addition, in accordance with the same Article 50, as applied by Article 106 of the Treaty establishing the European Atomic Energy Community, I hereby notify the European Council of the United Kingdom's intention to withdraw from the European Atomic Energy Community. Oh, that's a cherry on top. References in this letter to the European Union should therefore be taken to include a reference to the European Atomic Energy Community. Yours sincerely, Theresa May. Okay, let's go back to the main article. I love this. I've got some audio here. Going at me here. Let me turn that audio off. Go back to the main article. Here it is. Guy Verhofstadt, the European Parliament's chief Brexit negotiator, said he would not accept any attempt to bargain between trade and security, adding, I think the security of our citizens is far too important to start a trade-off from one for the other. Home Secretary, now I don't know who Guy Verhofstadt works for. It looks like they're saying he works for the European Parliament. Home Secretary, that would be a Britisher, Amber Rudd, has said the UK could end intelligence sharing with Europol, the EU policing agency, if there was no agreement. So people are pulling out their, they're showing their cards here, what cards they have to play. But in an interview with the BBC's Andrew Neil on BBC One, Mrs. May said on security that, quote, she would like to be able to maintain the degree of cooperation on these matters that we have currently, unquote. Downing Street insisted Mrs. May's comments were not intended as a threat to EU negotiators, saying it was a simple fact the existing arrangements would lapse if Britain left the EU without a deal. And let's skip down here. At a press conference in Brussels, Donald Tusk held up Mrs. May's letter saying, we already miss you. Okay. Well,
that
all right.
Humorous.
That's good, Donald Tusk.
We already miss all that tax revenue from all of our peons in formerly EU Britain.
In a brief statement, he said it was not a happy day for him or for the EU and promised to begin arrangements for the UK's orderly withdrawal. Now, that's all good, folks. I don't know what else they could have done, but at least he is assenting to the fact that they will have an orderly withdrawal. So this is very good. It looks like the skids are greased. For Britain's departure, it'll just take 2 years to make the whole thing happen. And that makes sense because this is the way these things work. Obamacare is similar in this regard. Once you ramp up a bureaucracy of the magnitude of the EU, Obamacare being a smaller example of that, it's pretty hard to unwind it, and it's impossible to unwind it in a flash. There are hundreds, thousands of regulations, rules, things that have been adhered to and enforced that have to be undone. He said, this is Donald Tusk, the EU's aim in negotiations was damage limitation, his term, and to, quote, minimize costs for EU citizens, businesses, and member states. In a statement in the Commons, Mrs. May said, today the government acts on the democratic will of the British people, and it acts, too, on the clear and convincing position of this House. Now, it's interesting there, Donald Tusk, there, and he's saying, we're going to try to get the best deal we can for the citizens of the European Union. In other words, Donald Tusk is, it's amazing how liberals talk out of both sides of their mouths. There, out of one side comes the rhetoric, we are all one, and we are dedicated to helping everyone, not just ourselves or our own people. We want to help everybody. But out of the other side of Donald Tusk's mouth is coming, we're gonna slam it to you Brits, and we're gonna make as hard a deal as we can. So that's sort of the hypocrisy. Really, is the nature of liberalism. Then more quoting from Theresa May. It's worth all of this because this is that important to you. You think, well, I don't live in Great Britain. I don't live in Europe. How does this affect me in America? It affects you a lot because,
profoundly.
As I said, yeah, the European Union, folks, was, until Britain's departure here, this was rolling right along to be the globalist world government into which America would be folded. And Russia, too, by the way, would be folded. The European Union, with Britain in it and continuing to add members, is a juggernaut. And it really does. It is the erasure of national borders. It is the end of sovereignty. It is the end of individual peoples like the Swedes and the Norwegians and the Italians and the Swiss. Well, not the Swiss. The Swiss. Brainy people, those Swiss. They didn't join the European Union. They and the Norwegians. Smart enough not to get into this mess. But everybody else has gotten in. She said, this is an historic moment from which there can be no turning back. She said Britain would now make its own decisions and its own laws and take control of the things that matter most to us. We are going to take this opportunity to build a stronger, fairer Britain, a country that our children and grandchildren are proud to call home. I like that. That's sounding very... She's not the nationalist that Nigel Farage is, but there's a whiff of nationalism in that sentence. I'll take that from Theresa May. She told MPs that this marks, quote, the moment... Oh, well, now here she's slipping back into her, you know, do-gooder role. The moment for the country to come together, unquote. In other words, that's all of the Pakistanis and the Indians and the Jamaicans and so on, and all of the Muslims will all come together, kumbaya, sing kumbaya together. Mrs. May said it was a moment of celebration. This is a quote from her. A moment of celebration for some, disappointment for others, unquote. And by the way, all those immigrant invaders in Britain, do you think it's a moment of celebration or a moment of disappointment for all those others? Of course, it's a moment of disappointment. The EU was the 8-lane super freeway for invaders to get into Britain. And
that's well said. It's even worse than the channel.
Yeah. And then the closing the article, she said that while the UK would remain the best friend and neighbor to its EU partners, it would also look beyond the borders of Europe, saying the country can look forward with optimism and hope and to believe in the enduring power of the British spirit. I choose to believe in Britain and that our best days lie ahead. Well, it sounds like Donald Trump. And there you go. And of course, one of the best friends that Theresa May will have in arranging trade deals for Britain is President Donald Trump. I can assure you, Donald Trump, whose mother was born in Scotland, in Stornoway, in the Hebrides Islands of Scotland, between Scotland and Ireland, Donald Trump has a very special place in his heart for Great Britain, his mother having been born there, and through whom I'm actually a cousin to Donald Trump, because my family also came from that same Stornoway, and part of it, long ago. And the so Donald Trump will make some great deals with Britain, very good deals. He wants to see good deals for Britain, of course, for America, but he will really open up the trade channels for Britain so that if any there's any cutesiness or revenge wrought on Britain, Donald Trump will do what America can do to make up for that. But it's looking as if Britain is going to be in fine shape in any negotiations. All the boo birds of Brexit were saying that after the success of the Brexit vote, that the Britain, that their economy would tank, that their stock market would tank, that their banks would tank. Nothing of the sort has happened. The British economy has been very strong since the Brexit vote. So things look good in that department. I think we've got a caller here. Is Tom in Utah on the line, engineer? Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tom, I hear you.
Sorry to divert for a moment, James, but I have to give honor to you. I was listening to John Steadmiller in the program before, and I forgot that my listening method is about 2 or 3 minutes behind. It's not live. It's Memorex, right? But I just wanted to shout out to John Steadmiller, my great gratitude for his sacrifice, as well as yours and George as well. I've come to, you know, really respect and appreciate everybody's efforts here. I was going to tell John that it's kind of like you're dealing with the nine lepers. Because of your character flaws, they call them flaws, and beginning, first of all, with intelligence, empathy, and then integrity, as we are looking at this crime against humanity that's happening in our face. It's hard for us to sit back and watch it happen without trying to at least warn our neighbors. And I know the situation John's in because, since 2001, I've gone through my inheritance, lost a home, and out on this basically homeless with my wife, which is really a miracle. So I just want to shout out.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that support. We got a break coming in. If there's a specific of today's and this week's news you want to touch on after the break, we'll be here right after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Trump Phenomenon here on Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. And we had with us our caller from Utah. Did you have any specific point you wanted to make, caller?
Well, I just got to tell you this, James. I've been in communication with about a dozen of my friends that are politically active or out there on this same track, and I did not know that they had been listening to RBN for a long time. When I found that out, I said, have you done something to help keep this program running? And they were kind of silent. I said, shame on you. The sacrifices of these people, the John Stedmiller and all the other hosts that are on there, they're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. So I'm hoping, that they will be... A little more how to say grateful and not be the nine lepers. Anyway, I just want to thank you, James, and George, and John, if he's listening, for the great opportunity and the great blessing that RBN provides for the furthering of the cause of humanity. And I think Brexit, I think really, quite frankly, RBN can take credit for some of this because people are listening, and I know that they're listening to the wisdom that you brethren, or you men are giving. And I think that has been part of the engine that's driven that this whole drive for sovereignty of these nations. Anyway, I apologize. I just wanted to get this off my chest with John, and to thank you and George.
Well, I think John's right there in the studio. Yeah, I share your gratitude to John Stadtmiller. And folks, John Stadtmiller is the man who created Republic Broadcasting lo these many years ago, and who keeps it running every day. So, you know,
yeah. And see, I fully understand the sacrifice. My entire inheritance has gone into saving other people. And it's sad that they receive the benefit and then they don't turn back and remember your sacrifice.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, those of us, you know, you kind of lose, you know, Paul Fromm was not here with us today. He's a perfect example of this. He is every, you know, fiber in his body has been devoted for decades to the Patriot cause. And once you do that, I'll use Paul as an example rather than myself, or which sounds more egotistical. But folks like Paul who do that, they lose sight of it. Once you get into it, folks, it's not as scary or as difficult as, you know, people want to scare you out of being a real active patriot, as if something bad will happen. You lose your job, or, you know, your girlfriend or your wife will leave you, or for you ladies, your husband will leave you, I guess, or your boyfriend. And you know what? None of those things, well, these things do happen on occasion, but, you know, we're not confronted. I can tell you that the reality of it is different. I've never been fired for, I'm trying to think, maybe I'm wrong, but I've never been fired from a job in all in the decades I've been doing this. I've never been punched. I've never been spat at. Well, let's see. Did somebody spit on me? No, maybe in my direction. But nobody ever hit me. And you end up devoting a lot of your money and a lot of your time to the cause, but it's very rewarding. And it's, you know, I mean, it's just the only life to live. So, folks, I agree with Tom's urging. Get into it as fully as you can. You will not be sorry you did that. And for me, the thing that's really focused me in recent years is I now have a 5-year-old son. And when he graduates from high school at the age of 18, as valedictorian, I say with crossed fingers, I will be 81 years old. So I'm eating all kinds of healthy food. I'm juicing greens, fresh leafy greens. I've got to make it to 81, folks. And because
I recommend medicinal marijuana, James.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing, actually, right. I'll tell you, folks, I might even go for ads or something. I'm using a machine that extracts the juice of spinach. I buy raw spinach, on a sort of daily basis. And I make a wonderful drink for my family made up of the prime ingredient is raw spinach, organic spinach, and broccoli. And boy, is that delicious. Sweeten it with just a little bit of fruit, like a few green apples, and man, some ginger. Oh, boy, is that good. But the point being, I do my push-ups. I'm going to take care of myself. And I want to, connecting it to your point, Tom, I want to be able to, you know, when that time comes and my son gets his diploma from high school and heads on into the university and I'm 81 years old, I want to know that he knows that Dad really tried his best to give you a good shot at a better world.
And a world to save you can live in, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important thing for me and it makes all of this that we're doing, absolutely worthwhile. And of course, at 5 years old, he not quite, you know, doesn't quite know what the score is yet, but he will soon. Anyway, thank you very much, Tom.
By the way, I was called long ago. I was given the label the vegan cowboy scientist. But then I got dragged into these court cases, and let me tell you now, that is my great terror, is the legal system that has gone corrupt. Oh, it's always been corrupt.
Now, Tom, I didn't know this about you, but you must be light up with enthusiasm, learning that I'm basically drinking raw organic spinach and broccoli. Do you recommend that?
That's how God designed you. He did not make a mistake. We stepped out of the garden and into the slaughterhouse in many ways. We're in the slaughterhouse of politics. We're in the slaughterhouse of the nutritional, the food industry. We're in the slaughterhouse of the courts everywhere.
Well, let me tell you, Tom, something I've done, because you're an expert on this, you might recognize what I've done. And folks, I'll tell you what, I'm not, this really is something we could do with the show, and I don't hesitate to do it, because we patriots need to take great care of ourselves. Each of you out there, you are very, very valuable. You are somebody who is awake. So if you can, by what you do, live an extra 10 years, it's important for the whole movement that you do that. If you, by eating better, can have 10% more energy every day, accomplish 10% more, or make up your own number, it's important that you do that. So, Tom, when I talk about health here and what I'm doing for myself, Tom, what I did is I bought a very low RPM. I'm not going to use a brand name here, but if I end up sponsoring them here on the radio, I may. A very low, I spent a little bit of money on an extractor at very low RPM, 80 RPM, that very slowly and without raising the temperature, coolly crushes out the juice of anything, including spinach or broccoli. And so, in effect, what I'm doing, and it's so delicious, I make it for my family to drink. When you drink a glass of just juiced spinach and broccoli, it's so sweet, it's so delicious, it just tingles through your whole body. You know what I'm talking about, Tom?
Yeah, see, I even convinced Eustace Mullins to change his life habits that they... But too late in the end. Of course, they did everything they could to take him out. They did take him out. But
we love hearing Eustace Mullins' story. I have my handmade copies of The World Order, and many of Mr. Mullins's predictions have come true in spades.
And Tom, you may not know this about me, Tom. I was very proud that I was able to bring Eustace Mullins to a conference that I organized in New Orleans for David Duke, but I was the sole organizer, and I arranged to have Eustace. I arranged a ride and airplane travel for Eustace Mullins so that he could attend that conference. But yes, a man who did a heck of a lot in our cause. And by the way, after the fact, Eustace Mullins was a great champion of the poet Pound, and it was later that I found out after Eustace Mullins had died that I'm a cousin actually of
Pound. Wasn't Mr. Mullins's organization the Ezra Pound Foundation?
Right.
And
as it should be.
Yeah. Tom,
my plea is that our patriots learn to take care of their own constitution first, because if they do not survive, they cannot do battle and protect the constitution of our nation or their families. But anyway, I apologize for breaking in on your discussion, but Brett, all of this is a consequence of the efforts of patriots like you and like Eustace. And the great gathering that I used to be involved with, Cleon Scows, and I even sat with Cleon and I said, Cleon, what you know is critical to our freedom, so you need to stay alive. And he got another 12 years because I was able to convince him and Jewel to fix his behavior dietarily. And it's not about the diet; it's our relationship with creation, and that's the way I see it. We have to be kind and compassionate, unlike these monsters that are trying to take away our freedom. But you got to be as smart as they are. The elites know that they can make a choice of living long or short simply by following the laws of nature. David Rockefeller didn't get 110 years being stupid. And Kissinger's still around. he's doing that, not being stupid, but by knowing exactly what I know. Anyway, I'm sorry to take off on this, but I got to tell John, thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish I had resources, but those resources have been denied me as a whistleblower. And like I say, I'm blind, broke, homeless, but a wife tagging with me in that homelessness. It is a great sacrifice to be a patriot. And I love every patriot that listens to this broadcast and those that produce it and provide it. So thank you, John. I wish I were a millionaire. You know, I've maxed out on all three of my cards. But as soon as I can find a nickel, it'll go your way.
Well, Tom, you're not without a family. And that's one of the things I want to be able to know that my son knows. When I'm 81 and he's 18, I want him to know that his dad worked not just for our little family of four here in North Dakota, but that dad spent his life working for the family of our people, as Paul refers to us, our founder, settler, people. And this is when I go on and on about genealogy and, you know, Ezra Pound is a cousin and so on. Here's an interesting one, George. Pardon this digression. We mentioned Admiral Frank Benton Kelso yesterday. And
Task Force 66 in the Mediterranean. I actually served for that man a long time ago.
Wow. Well, when you read his military record, oh my God, goodness, he commanded everything and everything, the Atlantic Fleet, submarines, the submarine command, and he ended up as a CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, folks. That's the top banana. And, I speculated, he must be part of our family. I obviously the name Kelso, but, you know, I didn't know for sure. And he used to eat breakfast in the little cafe there in Kelso, Tennessee, which I presume that little town in Tennessee also got its name from our family. Well, yesterday after the show, I went into Ancestry.com. Here's another plug. There's nothing like Ancestry.com, so there's nothing else to plug. Great, great website where you can eat. Folks, go to Ancestry.com, take the 2-week free offer for free in 2 weeks. If you know of 100 members of your family right now that you could write on a piece of paper, you will know of 1,000 after 2 weeks. But I went in, looked up the family tree of Frank Benton Kelso, and yes, indeed, we are fifth cousins. We share a grandfather. We share a fourth grandfather, both of us, a Kelso. We're both grandchildren of Robert Montgomery Kelso, Colonel Kelso, who was the commander, let me remember the name now, of the, it's a regiment in Scotland. It starts with a C, and I'll come up with it in a second. But the commander of that regiment is our shared grandfather. And folks, this is something you'll find out when you get into your family tree. You are going to find out you are so related to so many great people. We are a family. And we're very tightly knit genetically. Frank Salter, the scientist I mentioned from Australia, he used to work, I don't know if he still works, for the Max Planck Institute in Germany. Very highly regarded scientist in the world. And his research is on he's researching how closely related are we Europeans. And he has found through genetics and statistics that anybody in the audience here, if you're walking down the street and you see another member of our audience who's a European like you walking towards you, you have more, you might as well address that person, that fellow European, as brother or sister, because genetically you are that close to actually being a brother or a sister. And Frank Salter, his book is on genetic interests, one of his books. It's very, very, very good. He has documented very clearly that the genetic distance between we Europeans and other races is quite large. And that there are various historical reasons in our history, our evolution as a white race, whereby we are very, very closely related. And you're going to find this out when you finally start to build your family tree. And as far as I know, the only game in town is Ancestry.com, a website started by Mormons. And, of course, the Mormons got the head start on Ancestry because they it's really part of their faith. And part of their practice is to find out who are your ancestors. Oh, and Tom, here's a funny one. I don't know. Tom, are you LDS?
Yes. Don't tell anybody, though.
Okay. Nobody knows. Okay. No.
When I went down to New Orleans, I was honored because the Mormons were the first people there, far before FEMA and any other group, bringing food and clothing and commodities to preserve people.
I'm going to knock Tom's socks off. Tom, stay there with us. I'm going to give you a Brigham Young story in just a second. We'll be right back, folks.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we're in our last segment. This is turning into a show about our white ancestry, and I've got a couple anecdotes for you here. I hope I don't bore you with these. I just used them to illustrate how fun it's going to be for you. You know, we talked about, and it's important for you as a patriot, take care of your health. There's some great things you can do. We may add that as a segment to the show in the future, because I'm very involved with that. Another great thing you can do as a patriot is document, discover your family tree. I mean, what is this race that we're a part of? This family tree I'm talking about, and that the Mormons research at Ancestry.com. And this is, of course, open to everybody. There's nothing Mormon about participating at Ancestry.com. It's just a brilliant website that LDS people, Latter-day Saints, set up. And it's the only game in town if you're talking about Ancestry. They add millions of records every day. It's by far the largest database of our family tree, which is what? What is our family tree? It's our race. That's what it is. That family tree. And we're all connected in that family tree. I just want to give you, Tom, I'll give you one. I had no idea. I've never, you know, ever heard a thing about in my family about the Mormon Church and so on. So I'm going up my family tree, and I come to my fourth great grandmother on my mother's side, and I'm researching her. I just discover her in the family tree. Her name is Rhoda Young. And I go, wow, okay, I found a new great-grandmother, fourth great-grandmother, Rhoda Young. This is, this is neat. So then I start looking up her family and so on, and I find out her location. She's in Nauvoo, Illinois. This is her location. So I go, okay, the family was moving through Nauvoo, Illinois. And then I go, okay, this is interesting. And then wait a minute. Nauvoo, Illinois, that town connects with the migration and the trek of the Mormon Church. So then I clicked on another button there at the website on Rhoda Young's siblings. And her younger brother, 12 years her junior, she must have been changing his diapers, was a boy named Brigham. So, Tom, I'm in big trouble. You bet. And I'm very glad to be in big trouble. Brigham Young is my fourth great uncle. And his sister, his older sister, Rhoda, is my grandmother. So, boy, you know, and this is the kind of thing you find out, folks, when you get in. I had no idea whatsoever. I mean, it just blindsided me, Tom, when I clicked on that button and I saw the name Brigham, and it's like electricity went through my body. And I said, no, really? And then I clicked on Brigham, and yes, it's the Brigham Young. And folks, in case you've been, you know, in case you didn't know, Brigham Young is Rock of Gibraltar of the Mormon Church. And also, by the way,
we call him the Moses who brought the Mormons out of that persecution and assassinations that were occurring there in Illinois and Missouri.
By the way, the
West.
By the way, it also, Tom, Joseph Smith is a cousin. Folks, we've run out of time.
Word.
Yes, we'll all be back.
You gotta call me, James. We gotta talk.
I will. All right, we'll all be back together tomorrow night. See you, folks.
Don't stop.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.